Go ahead, Steve.
No, I was just going to add on to that, that there are about 30 personal pronouns in this section that we've read where the Lord Jesus speaks about what he does. And there's really hardly anything that the sheep are doing. The only thing really that we see the sheep actively doing is following him, hearing his voice and following him, and possibly one might add in that they that he is known by his sheep, as we were speaking about earlier, around verse 15 or so. Everything else is all the Lord Jesus. Again, it's a reminder of that hymn that we sang, we began with, is just that thought. He's the one who did this and this and this and this and this. There is no... we don't have to rely upon ourselves for the security at all. It's just a statement of fact. And all we have the privilege of doing as a result of that is just following him. And now that is something we should do. We should follow him. But our security is completely apart from that. It's what's expected of the one who is secure in Christ. But the security is all because of what he did. I lay down my life for the sheep. I take it again. They hear my voice. I know them. And so on. All a Christian has to do then, and we say all, it's really the whole rest of the Christian experience, is following the Lord Jesus and what that entails. But our security is not tied to that. Our security is already established by all that the Lord Jesus has done. Just look back through these verses again at your time, at your free time, to see. I do this, and me, and myself, and my sheep. He has purchased us as his sheep. We are his because of what he has done.
I have to say, Steve, that the subject of following must be so important to the heart of Christ that he almost closes the Gospel of John with that thought. And it's very important practically. Because practically, in the closing portion of the Gospel of John, there was a disciple who heard his voice. And there was another disciple who had heard his voice. The difference was, one was following, the other needed the exhortation, follow me. And that's Peter and John, the disciple whom Jesus loved. And brethren, if you want to do it to simplify it, I would say this. Hearing his voice and following him is like what James had presented. Let's not be hearers also, but doers. Because hearing his voice is not that costly, you know. But following him is very costly. And that's the challenge for the believer. And that's what I believe it is so important to the heart of Christ to impress upon us to follow him.
In between just one more thought. The Lord here has revealed a wonderful and precious truth, and we all are enjoying it, I'm sure, in verse 30 when he says, I and my Father are one. But if you look a little further, what is the reaction of the unbelieving world? They pick up stones to stone him, to kill him. And he asks, why are you doing this? And the answer is, in the end of verse 33, thou, being a man, maketh thyself God. The Lord Jesus did not make himself anything. He is very God. And we can put our trust in him for our salvation without any fear or danger or anything. And he is the only one that we can do that with. There is no other. But here the reaction of the unbelieving world is, well, he's just another man. Let's kill him. And that has been the reaction of men who reject the Lord for all time. And it will be that way at the end time, as we know, when the final judgments come.
Did we sing hymn number 278?